الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم أتل ما أوحي إليك من الكتاب وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر. My dear respected friends, this particular ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to recite what is in the Quran, to commands Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to recite what is in the Quran and to establish the salah. And then the salah, it prohibits one from lewd deeds and detestable actions. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. And the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest. My dear respected friends, it is very difficult to explain this small statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest, and it cannot be done just on its own. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another ayah of the Quran has said, وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that I have not created jinn and ins except that they should worship me. So my dear respected friends, it is very, very clear that there is only one purpose of our being created, and the purpose of us being created is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be the abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be in a state of ubudiyah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This, my dear respected friends, is very difficult. One is to make the khidmat, other is to make the khidmat of deen, and the other is to be an abd. An abd, my dear respected friends, is not a servant, is not a person that has a contractual obligation to you. He will do something and you will give him something else. An abd is a slave. He has absolutely no choice. All his wealth remains the wealth of the master. All his time remains the time of the master. His very existence depends on the existence and the whims and the mashia and the intentions of his master. Similarly, if you claim that you are an abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there isn't a very second in our existence that does not belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There isn't a very second in our lives that we cannot be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear respected friends, this is what is the meaning of worship, and how is worship linked to the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or linked to the statement that وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest. My dear respected friends, every single thing has a ruh. It has an outward manifestation and it has an inward reality. And ubudiyah, the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, also has an outward manifestation and it also has an inward reality. And the inward reality, the ruh of all ibadah, is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي, establish my salah to make my dhikr. That is why when a person says La ilaha illallah and he declares his iman, ask those people that are studying, ask those people, they say that iqrar bil lisan is one fundamental part of iman, that the person must say with his tongue. So making that dhikr, saying La ilaha illallah, is an affirmation of your iman. It is an affirmation of what is in the heart. If a person remains Muslim and he doesn't say La ilaha illallah, then it is between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the muftiyun will judge him by what is zahir, that he didn't say it. So my dear respected friends, this iqrar bil lisan, making the dhikr of the kalima La ilaha illallah, is also essential to our iman. Making salah in every single rukn, where a person says Allahu Akbar, where a person is reciting Quran Kareem, where a person goes into ruku, where a person goes into sajda, the underlining thread that is between every one of these outward forms of ibadah is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the Quran recitation, is the making of the tasbih, is these particular things. My dear respected friends, if we look at Hajj, what used to happen at Hajj in the time of Jahiliyyah, when the people finished their Hajj, they used to start worshipping themselves. They used to start speaking about their grandfathers doing this act of ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to worship themselves, speak about their own pride, about their families, about their things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to nullify this, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُم مَنَاسِكَكُمْ فَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَذِكْرِكُمْ آبَاءَكُمْ أَوْ أَشَدَّ ذِكْرًا. That now you make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just like how you used to make the dhikr of your lineage, and just like how you used to make the dhikr of your forefathers, or even greater than that. So my dear respected friends, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an affirmation of the state of your iman or the state of your heart, and this cannot be achieved in a state of self-worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being that we will only make his dhikr, and we will only mention his name, and we will only recite his kalam, and we will only be able to make his salah, and we will only be able to do these things for him and him alone if there is a degree of self, what we say, annihilation within ourselves. If we believe that we are nothing and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is everything, and even if we believe that our a'mal, that our good deeds is something and it emanates from ourselves, then my dear respected friends, that is not a worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much so that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, and the hadith is narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, قَارِبُوا وَصَدِّدُوا وَعَدَمُوا أَنَّهُ لَيَنْجُوَ أَحَدٌ مِّنْكُمْ بِعَمَلِهِ. قَالُوا وَلَا أَنْتَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. قَالَ وَلَا أَنَا إلا أن يتغمدي الله برحمة منه وفضل. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, you must be steadfast. Don't make ghulu in your amal. And then Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم has said that you must be consistent in your amal and know that none of you will be saved by your amal. And Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم, the greatest created being, the greatest of creation, the being by which everything else had come into existence, because of him everything else Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created, they asked him, and neither you, ya Rasulullah, and he said, neither me, illa ayyadaghammadani Allah, except if Allah showers me, he wets me from head to toe in his rahmah. So know this and know it well, that none of our amal are due to our effort. None of our amal are due to ourselves. Our amal is from the fadl and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And this is true ubudiyah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not abds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you come and say, I run this particular Darul Uloom and I am so and so, I went to this place and there was one masjid, I gave a talk, I went with this jamaat, and so many people came out in the path of Allah, I gave hidayah, I run this thing, I run that particular thing, I run this khanqah, I make the dhikr, I said this and so many people came to dhikr. My dear respected friends, this is the way of the kuffar, self-actualization, putting myself forward and my own needs and my own ability, and self-aggrandization where I'm praising myself is a form of shirk, and it is not accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is not even ubudiyah. And the state where the heart is in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the exact opposite of this. It takes this insan from this particular state he is and makes him an abd, makes him an insan. As the great Buzruks used to say, that the purpose of staying in their company is to make insan into insan. My dear respected friends, this dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, as I have explained, the ruh of ibadah. All ibadah has to have the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second thing, the making of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the reason for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guiding a person and giving him hidayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. O you who believe, make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively and make his tasbih.